Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we'll continue to feature the life and music of Michael Jackson. We'll be featuring all number one songs in the U.S. Billboard charts from Michael after he left the Motown record label and he signed to the Epic record label. Well, the Jackson 5 signed a new contract with CBS Records in June 1975. As a result of legal proceedings, the group had to be renamed as the Jacksons since Motown owned the name the Jackson 5. Well, after the name change, the band continued to tour internationally, releasing six more albums between 1976 and 1984. During that same period of time, Michael was the lead songwriter of the group, writing such hits as Shake Your Body, This Place Hotel, and Can You Feel It? Well, in 1978, Michael starred as the Scarecrow in the musical The Wiz. The musical scores were arranged by Quincy Jones, who formed a partnership with Jackson during the film's production and agreed to produce the singer's next solo album called Off the Wall. In 1979, Jackson broke his nose during a complex dance routine, and his subsequent surgery was not a complete success. He complained of breathing difficulties that would affect his career. Well, here he is before he met up with Quincy Jones. A number one song, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, on the Epic record label, right here on Motown Memories.
Just rising up. Power, oh power. It's the She was more like
A Motown memory from Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, number one from 1983. Before that, number one from 79, Rock With You. And we started with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, number one from 1975. You found the home of Motown memories, and on this very special edition of Motown Memories, we're featuring the life and times of Michael Jackson. Well, Michael really hit his peak on the Epic Records label after he teamed up with Quincy Jones, and we heard his first great song from that album called Off the Wall. Well, in 1980, Jackson won three awards at the American Music Awards for his solo efforts: Favorite Solo and R&B Album, Favorite Male Solo and R&B Artist, and a performance for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, despite its commercial success, Jackson felt that Off the Wall should have made a much bigger impact, and he was determined to exceed expectations with his next release. Well, in 1980, Michael secured the highest royalty rate in the music industry. 37% of wholesale album profit went to him. Well, after Jackson's early 1982 contribution called Somewhere in the Dark to the blockbuster film E.T., which named him a Grammy for the Best Album for Children, Epic released his next album, his second album called Thriller. And what would turn out to be the apex of Michael's career, the album remained in the top 10 of the Billboard 200 for 80 consecutive weeks, 37 at the peak. Seven singles from Thriller consecutively and consistently hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, including Billie Jean that we just heard, and Beat It coming up, right here on Motown Memories.
So a Motown song? Email Tom@MotownMemories@Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
Each time the wind blows, I hear your voice, so I call your name. Whispers and morning, our love is dawning. Heaven's glad you came. You know how I feel, this thing can't go wrong. I'm so proud to say I love you. Your love's got me high, I long to get by. This time is forever, love is the answer. I hear your voice now, you are my choice now. The love you bring, heaven's in my heart. At your call I hear hearts and angels sing. You know how I feel, this thing can't go wrong. I can't live my life without you. I just can't hold. I feel we belong. My life ain't worth living if I can't be with you. I just can't stop loving you. I just can't stop loving you. And if I stop, then tell me just what will I do. 'Cause I just can't stop loving you.
Stop Loving You from 87, also number one, and number one from 83, Beat It by Michael Jackson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to revisit the life and music of Michael Jackson. Well, coming up, some more number one songs on the Epic record label. The next song coming up is The Way You Make Me Feel. Well, Michael continued to enjoy great success in the 1980s, although his behavior was becoming somewhat bizarre and erratic. In 1986, the tabloid press ran a story claiming that Michael slept in an oxygen chamber to slow the aging process as he was pictured lying down in a glass box. Although the claim was untrue, Michael disseminated the fabricated story himself because the singer was promoting the upcoming movie called Captain EO and wanted to promote a scientific image of himself. Also at this time, Michael had a fourth plastic surgery on his nose, and he wanted more masculine features, so he had a cleft put in his chin. At around this time, Michael also bought and befriended a pet chimpanzee called Bubbles, and it was an act which extended his eccentric persona. In 2003, the singer claimed that Bubbles shared his toilet and cleaned his bedroom. Well, let's focus now on the musical side of Michael Jackson. Here he is from 1987, right here on Motown Memories.
and MotorMemories.com. This is Motor Memories with Tom Fallon.
Jackson with Black or White, number one from 1991, and we started with The Way You Make Me Feel, Michael's number one from 1987. Well, the 1990s had very ups and downs in Michael Jackson's career. During their early 1990s, he renewed his contract with Sony for $65 million, a record-breaking deal at the time. Michael released his eighth album, called Dangerous, in 1991, and as of 2008, Dangerous had shipped 7 million copies in the United States alone, and sold 32 million copies worldwide. That album's first single, which we just heard, Black or White, was the album's biggest hit. In 1992, Michael founded the Heal the World Foundation, and that charity brought underprivileged children to Jackson's ranch to go to theme park rides that Jackson had built on the property after he purchased it. In a high-profile visit to Africa, Jackson visited several countries, and he thanked the dignitaries in French and English. One of Michael's most acclaimed performances came during the halftime show at Super Bowl XXVII in 1993. That halftime show was viewed by 135 million Americans alone. In 1993 and 1994, he started having problems with allegations of sexual abuse, and he had two quick marriages, one to Elvis Presley's daughter. He was acquitted of that child molestation, but his career and his reputation never recovered. On June 25, 2009, Michael collapsed at a rented house in the Hornbill Hills area of Los Angeles. A Attempts at resuscitating him by his personal physician were unsuccessful, and he died that day. In the hours following his death, his record sales increased dramatically. Thriller climbed to number one on the American iTunes music chart, while another 8 of the albums made it into the top 40. A tragic end to one of the greatest artists of our time, Michael Jackson. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.